Yeah, can't stop this thing we started. Brian Adams here at Classic Hits, waking up happy old PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 8 minutes past six. Babs? Yeah, Babs and Shannon. Loves a bit of Brian Adams in
there
the morning.
There you go. Ah, oh, yeah, loves you can't beat it. It's World Radio Day, everybody.
Is it?
Happy World Radio Day, Jim McCabe.
Are they celebrating us, PJ Gallagher?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Mike just told me before I came in. Apparently, it's a big deal. Like, it's not one of those silly days, like World, you know, Bag of Chips Day or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Apparently, it's an official, recognised UNESCO sort of celebration.
Neighbour's Bins Day.
Yeah, all that ill crap, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a proper recognised sort of celebratory day.
So basically what you're saying to me now, correct me if I'm wrong, but reading between the lines here, I think what you're saying is that we, you and I, being members of radio on World Radio Day,
yes,
deserve the option to celebrate it.
I think that's pretty much where I was going with
and
it, to be
I think
honest
what
you.
You're basically saying is that people of Ireland should be in some way lavishing praise upon us.
Well, I was just thinking it wouldn't be the worst thing they ever did. You know? It's effectively a birthday.
Well, yeah.
In its own way.
If you'd like to wish us a happy World Radio Day, obviously with a gift. No point in just, you know.
Yeah.
Talk is cheap.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we'd love a sort of loads of presents for it.
Yeah. If you want to just lavish us with gifts.
It's Castle Forbes House there is the new address. It's the bottom floor there. That's where you'll find it.
Yeah, just in at the back.
Just in the back there. Don't come empty handed, as they say.
Anyway, Breed and Galway's there wishes a happy hump day. It's a start. It's not quite a present for world.
We're in a bad mood anyway because of that.
By the way,
speaking of birthdays,
don't mention it. Why'd you bring that up for?
Because some red Liverpool fan is going to be along now. They're going, what do you think of that?
No, they can't do it. You know, PSG beat Liverpool as well.
Yeah, but they'll be along to be, you know, they've the shortest memories.
All right.
You know what I mean?
This is our year.
Yeah. At least we had our beat and took our well. And we're on. We didn't talk about Manchester United. But yeah, Liverpool. That'll be all that on the way. Wait and see.
Anyway, JP is celebrating his birthday today.
Hey, JP. Happy birthday.
It is his actual birthday today. 1 year older and feeling every bit of it, he says. How old would you say JP is?
I don't know. 48. 56. 61. I'm going with 61.
Oh, harsh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, JP. I haven't a clue.
What would I guess, JP? Right, what have you gone for? What did you go for? 61? No, you didn't go for 61.
No, I got for 43. How about that?
Yeah, I was thinking that neck of the woods. I'm going to be nice to you, JP. I'm going to say you're 41. I'm going to say 41.
That's because Jim's looking for a nicer present for World Radio Day, you see. That's what's going on there.
Just remember that. That's all I'm saying, JP. Just remember. English Ian, morning, lads. What a start to the day. I stood barefoot in dog sick this morning.
Oh, lovely.
See what's happened there, Ian. Tell you what the problem there is. It's the English bit. You deserve it.
Oh, jeepers. Tell you.
I'm joking.
We're never going to get presents if you keep carrying on like that. But will you keep that for tomorrow and I'll join you?
I'm joking, English Ian. That's a terrible thing to happen to you. But you will remember that you were lording it over us when the English rugby team beat us.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, I mean, you find karma is a bitch.
That's true. And do you know what dog sick's very good for? Your complexion. So you should rub it into your face there. See if it gets rid of those wrinkles, English Ian.
Absolutely.
Tell you something, yeah.
And just,
I forgot he was being scaldy about the rugby.
As you stood there barefoot in your dog sick, I hope you remembered the harsh words that you aimed at these pair of gentle clowns who just try to lift a little, you know, lightness into the world every day.
Yes, there. So enjoy your rockety ball with your sick feet. Hope you're wearing your English socks.
Ah, dear.
Checking in.
What's this he's saying? Let's not get too carried away. Ole's first loss. What do you call it? Larbar must be a... Must be a United fan as well.
The United fan there up the ball on him.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, he's dead right. Still laughing at the duck joke from yesterday. Good man, Larbar.
That's the way. It was a classic. It was an absolute gem.
Yeah, tell you.
Aaron enjoying the balmy 12 degrees.
It's amazing,
isn't
it? It's actually gorgeous. It's lovely waking up and not being freezing, jiggling and wiggling around the house with the cold.
Nipper's off to bed.
Go on, Nipper. Have a good one.
After the
sleep
night
well,
shift.
Sweet dreams. I want you to think of dog sick. On the bare foot
of an
Englishman.
That's an unusual text to say on the radio. Say, how are you doing, lads? Checking in. I won't be listening to you. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks
look,
for
that,
Nipper. Wrong with JP. He's only 37.
37?
Oh, my God. No presents from him today.
Yeah. That didn't go well
Sorry,
at all.
Sorry, JP.
Yeah.
Say nothing. He'd be dropping around a bag of dog sick for each of us now.
Heaven is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 17 minutes past 6. Just about to do the birthdays. There's quite a few of them today, so I'm going to have to rock through them. But I can't forgo this text in from Derek the Butcher, who's just been on because of your joke yesterday, to say, just ate a bulb off a daffodil. I thought it was an onion. I have to go to the hospital now, but don't worry. I'll be out in the spring. Put up. Thank you for that, Derek. Thank you for that.
Let me just say, we're all for people sending us jokes. We love an old joke. We might not read them out because, well, you know.
Take forever.
In fairness, like the likes of Derek there, if we did that, we'd be thrown off the air eventually. But we do enjoy them. So so absolutely, please keep sending them in.
And any of the WhatsApps and stuff, like if we get, you know, there's lots of times you get stuff in and you just don't get a chance to give it a shout out. But we do see it. We do read it.
We do, yeah.
We try our best. Yeah. Sometimes people are sending in stuff and it's like, you know, listen, next week at 8:15,
yeah,
it's going to be my son's birthday.
I don't think you understand how quick the texts come in. So sending us one today to read tomorrow, it's never going to happen.
No.
We do our best, but like within 10 seconds of reading it, it's gone. So it's too hard to
Put the pressure on Mike and say, your best bet is to ring Mike.
Yeah, imagine doing that.
And, like, he doesn't have enough to be doing.
I just want to book a birthday for 24th of March.
It's like booking the venue. How are you doing? I want to book a request with PJ and GM now for April the 28th.
And 6:05, that'll be perfect. Thanks very much.
Right, let's do the birthdays. You ready for this?
Let's do it. Why not?
I know we're trying to avoid mentioning football.
Nah.
But
so ridiculous.
It is a legend's birthday today. Liam Brady celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, it's Liam Brady.
Chippy Brady.
Oh, it's my birthday, Bill. Yeah. Happy birthday to me, Bill. Where's me Swiss roll, you jackass? Don't let Damon come and ruin the party with his shenanigans.
You're a great player, Liam. You're a great player.
You're so annoying.
I am annoying. But you're a great player.
It's worse when you give me the compliments, Damon. You know, he's great. Like, Liam Brady, to be fair to him, doing it long before anybody else was.
Yeah, and also doing it abroad. Like, as well as the Arsenal stuff, doing it all. Yeah.
Before, I think he was, is he the only one over there? It was all Italians. And it was basically a whole lot of Italians and Liam Brady. And then they all followed him over here. Yeah. And gave us the snack box.
But I mean, you know, like, in terms of football at the time, he was like proper top of the tree stuff. I'm trying to think what the comparison would be nowadays. It's hard to know, really.
But there isn't really one because the football's so international now, and it wasn't so as much.
But like,
then.
He was like a proper kind of that. Peg was gifted.
Huge figure.
He was left foot, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, the left peg of Arsenal. That's what they used to call him. The left peg of Arsenal is what they called him, yeah.
And it was part, and of course, he was part of that great Irish contingent at Arsenal as well, because he was. He would have. He's a bit older, wouldn't he be then?
He's older than like Dave O'Leary.
Dave O'Leary and Frank Stapleton. And all of that stuff.
Just before Frank Stapleton. Well, no, what age is Frank Stapleton now? He was another guy. Imagine the two of them having a conversation.
Yeah.
How are you, Bill? I'm all right. We both represent Ireland and people very well and all kicking the ball today. I know that, Frank. Imagine the two of them were like,
poor old Frank didn't come out of it well of the après match crowd. He didn't come out of it well at all.
I will say, Barry Murphy just wore a cardboard box with hair drawn on it. It was one of the funniest
things. Very harsh
things.
On poor old Frank.
Very harsh.
What a striker he was. Hey, anyway.
And the only one to come out of it all after the après match, everybody else never said anything about it. Like I said, it was a bit of crack of Frank. I thought I was doing the picking on to me because I didn't even know about any of the things they were saying. I didn't even very much like it.
Love that pretty much. Actually, one of the my favorite things.
Masterpiece.
One of my favorite comedy things.
Funny.
I don't know how many years. But anyway, so Chippy Brady, Irish footballing legend Liam Brady, is
63.
Yes! Yes, he is.
Go on. Well back done. Back of the net.
Excellent. God, that's a good start. Right, we're rolling. Let's keep it going. Niamh Kavanagh, Eurovision winner. In your eyes.
She's a great cook.
Is she? Do you know her?
Yeah, I met her on the 6 o'clock show. She's a great friend. Like, Gerard Farrelly, who was in with us last week.
Of course, because he's a Eurovision fan as well. Big style, isn't he?
I don't know if Gerard is. Really? I think he's a big Neve fan.
Oh, right.
And that's
okay.
Where it comes across. He likes all things Eurovision. But I actually don't think he does. I think him and Neve are great mates. And he's mad about her.
Yeah.
And because he says that, it's like someone being a big Johnny Logan fan. The assumption would be, you like all things Eurovision.
I'd have to say, yeah, I would have made that assumption.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You'd be wrong. He could be a Bowles fan.
Could be a Bowles fan, yeah. There you go. You never know. You never know. But Garrod looks like he's a big Eurovision fan. He's just a fan of Niamh Kavanagh and food. Which, to be
there
fair,
are worse things in the world, I suppose.
Nothing wrong with that. Certainly better than the Eurovision Japers. That's turned into the maddest thing ever. Dancing robots and everything. I would say Niamh Kavanagh.
Bearing in mind, you came face to face with her.
Maybe about 41.
51.
No!
Yeah.
She's looking well.
Well, there you go.
Tell you something, she's looking very well.
51, that was a bit of a bubble burst.
Jeepers.
There. For all concerned.
It's no wonder Garrod's hanging out trying to get the secret of life, whatever she's eating.
Right, okay, let's step it up a notch. International pop star Robbie Williams is celebrating his birthday
Robbie.
Today.
Right, Goddy Williams, as they would sometimes never refer to him.
No.
I just said Goddy Williams.
Goddy Williams.
Yeah, you know what I mean. People did. He was like you. He was such a big figure back in the day.
I believe the gig he did here was phenomenal.
Well, which one? He did one of the worst gigs ever and one of the best gigs.
Ah, yeah. That's the Crow Park thing went a bit head arse up or whatever.
And he promised everyone a free gig.
No, but didn't he do one in the Aviva that was supposed to be amazing? Oh, it was summertime.
Yeah.
Was it last summer?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
You're asking the wrong fellow now. Yeah. I would, as much as I did call him Goddy Williams, he wouldn't exactly be on my radar, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. The whole, let me, entertain you. I didn't like any of that.
I think
really
that's one of his best tunes.
It is.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it. So it leaves the rest of the backlog.
I know what you're saying.
Not being fantastic.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? The whole take that.
But at least he had a bit of personality about him.
He
you know
did,
what I mean?
Yeah. Not a great personality.
You may not like the personality, but he had a bit of personality.
But it's there, yeah. And then I tell you, he's a dirty tramp. Did you see him at the World Cup and the Olympics, was it? And he was giving the finger to the camera and everything. No, it was the World Cup.
Yeah, in Russia.
Yeah, sticking his finger up. I'll tell you something.
Yeah, because you'd never do it in Rude.
I'd never do it in Rude. You're joking.
Like that.
Well, not at the World Cup. I do it in front of sitting here in front of you. That's what I'm paid to do. It's a different thing. It's your job. Yeah. It's a different experience.
And you don't care that nobody can see you. You still do it to me anyway.
Yeah, sure. I'm doing it right now, everybody. I'm looking at Jim, giving him the finger. I do it every morning for 4 hours.
Right, so not a fan of Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams is 42.
45. Still hope,
so well.
Dude. There's still hope. Right, don't give up just yet. Two more to go. You still have a chance. Peter Gabriel.
He loves
Sledgehammer fame. Former Genesis frontman.
I do genuinely love Peter Gabriel music.
Do you?
Yeah, I'd love more than any other artist. I want to go to a Peter Gabriel gig. I would love it so much.
Now, hang on a second. I'm not being funny here now, but is this the way you love Michael Bolton, where you only know one song?
No, actually.
This is a proper love, is it?
How dare you? I know loads of Michael Bolton songs. I just don't know what they're called.
All right, that's... Yeah, kind of inherent in knowing a song that you sort of know what it's called.
Oh, no, it is not since the day of CDs. You just go, I like number 9 and all of that. Yeah, oh my God, you're so finickety. Michael
right,
Bolton's
so this
the
is,
champ.
This is genuine. You
yeah,
do
yeah.
like Peter Gabriel tunes.
I love
tunes.
Peter Gabriel tunes, yeah.
Right.
I listen to his anthology a lot.
Other than Sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's Sledgehammer and In Your Eyes and Red Rain.
Oh, you do know. Salisbury Hill and all that.
Salisbury Hill, yeah. Fantastic. I love all that stuff. I'd love to see him live. He plays with an orchestra and all of that stuff. And he does a bit of a Phil Collins now, in fairness. He's getting on. Yeah. Walks around in comfortable shoes and does a lot of sitting down with a harp on his knee or whatever it is. But I tell you, still, I'd love to see it. Oh, jeez, I'd love to see it, yeah.
And he stopped sending that Mauler man on, has he? Has he stopped sending that Mauler man on to do his gigs from?
Be like watching Morph doing a gig. Oh, he's at 72?
69.
Oh,
dear. I was hoping you'd get that because it would have been set up for a nice finish because it's this bloke's birthday.
Well, I'm the guy who married his horse. But you'll be happy to know I came out against it. You know, these tough issues, I take a stand.
Yes, important.
Well, we did a follow-up show because the horse left him.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
what do you need to know about that
man? There's
literally
one person that can be. That's
exactly.
Jerry Springer.
It is Jerry Springer.
Only Jerry Springer could be... dealing with a man who married his own horse, yeah.
And then the horse left him.
How did the horse leave?
Well, again, you'd have to see the episode. You'd have to see the episode.
I said, leave me for another man. You'd be like, but you're a horse. I know, but you were a man.
Yeah.
It didn't work. He goes, surely it's the species that was the problem. Yeah. No, it was your personality. Listening to Robbie Williams all the time. It wasn't into you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just
I'm going to find the cowboy who can ride me properly into the sunset. Give me the ride I deserve. I'm sick of hanging around with you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just getting booked over in the field. Yeah. It's brutal. But yeah.
Fair enough, Ed. You go your own
okay,
way.
Okay, yeah. You go your way and I'll go mine. I'm going to miss you, cowboy. And somewhere out there, there's a horse looking to be ridden badly.
By you, yeah.
By you.
Yeah, do you think I'll ever find a horse, Ed? A horse? A horse, of course.
Of course a horse. The fabulous Mr. Ed is saying it's for you.
Right, so Jerry Springer.
Poor lad's probably been on a donkey ever since. Jerry Springer is 71.
Oh, 75.
I'm all 75. Over the place today.
After such an amazing start, you nailed the first one.
Yeah.
And then missed a whole load of glorious opportunities.
Yeah, it was like United last night, yeah. It all looked great at the start and then went downhill rapidly.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara, 6:36. My God, positively balmy. The butter must
it is.
Be, the most butter must be dripping off the plate, is it?
Do you know Tara? What? It wasn't.
Really?
No, it wasn't.
Something just too close
odd.
To the fridge, is it?
No, it's not.
Aaron
it was
telling us it's a balmy 12 degrees.
Yeah, no, it was really mild. It was actually, I don't know if you noticed this, but when I walked out of the house this morning, it was almost like I was in Spain or something.
Yeah,
it was like a blast of warm air hit me.
Yeah.
But the butter, no, it wasn't.
It must have been
what's
late getting warm or something this
maybe,
morning.
Maybe, maybe.
The butter hadn't caught up to the temperature, maybe.
That's possibly it.
So which is probably why they use mercury instead of butter in thermometers.
Quite
probably.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, I think they should rethink that one.
You did take the butter out of the fridge.
No, the butter's been out of the fridge. The butter is never in the fridge. That's the point. That's why it's such a reliable barometer
that's
of the
it.
Temperature. It's because it's
genuine
never in
air
the fridge.
Temperature.
It might have had something to do with the very soft, flowery rolls that I was trying to butter, and maybe that's what led to the complication this morning.
Oh, right.
Because it was a bit of a chore.
I didn't realise now it was going to get so technical, the Tara Butter Index.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And we'd have to factor in things like soft, flowery rolls.
I hope the butter
versus toast.
No, I hope the butter stays reliable though, because if she starts putting mercury on the kids' sandwiches, it's not going to end well at all.
That's not going to end well at all, you're right.
I think I'll be taken away.
Broken Strings, James Morrison, Nelly Furtado and Dancing Queen from ABBA just ahead of it here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 13th of February, 6:45. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, folks, and sticking around.
Yes, thanks for sticking around. Can I just say, by the way, I went to get a salad yesterday. You just reminded me.
Yeah.
Up there in
Chopped.
I had
myself
in
Chopped. Well, I was in the one in Dundrum.
Well, there you go. And, Andreas was in there. The Italian man, Andreas, who hates making acai bowls for me.
Right.
Thankfully, I didn't ask for any yesterday, but
yeah. Acai bowls.
Yeah, did you never get them?
No.
Oh, you're about to become the botherer of all people that become that work in Chopped. Takes them ages to make them. They're gorgeous. It's a fruit from Brazil.
Right.
And it has to be frozen as soon as it's picked or goes off. And it's a proper, gorgeous thing. Get it with peanut butter and like a granola, a little banana sliced on top.
Oh my it's God, like that an sounds ice cream. Amazing.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Acai.
Yeah, acai bowl, yeah. Absolutely deadly.
Oh,
so, Andreas,
lovely.
I'll be in for two of them later on today. Have a good morning. Thanks very much in advance.
Good stuff.
Yeah, now it's sound, lads. I have to try the acai. You have to try
acai.
Well,
I'll tell you, you know, we have, Sweet Sausage have to begin preparations for the tour today.
Indeed.
We've got some preparations going on. PJ, Mike and myself will be heading out. It's a little bit of pre-planning going into the next tour for Sweet Sausage, which, of course, is the greatest band that the world has never heard of just yet.
It's never happened, yeah.
But
it's about to happen.
But it will.
It's about to happen.
We've got some preparation, some pre-production stuff to do on that, so we'll be heading out and about today. And I'm planning to nip into Chopped in Blanchardstown, the one there by beside the Wetherspoons.
Well, maybe I'll join you.
So you get your salad and then you have a little acai bowl, do you?
Well, you'd eat one or the other. You might keep one till later. Those are hefty enough.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, they're hefty enough, yeah. They're gorgeous, though.
Jeez, Jim, I swear to God.
What?
Bloody guys, the peanut butter one and all is lovely.
I may have to treat myself. What with it being World Radio Day and everything?
I'll tell you something. I think we should treat ourselves all indeed. They're going to be raging now when they find out that we're coming up there to get more acai bowls.
Lovely.
Take a while to get them ready.
They'll
be
all phoning in sick. Oh, let them paired in with their acai. Pair of acai is coming in.
Pair of acai holes.
Yeah. Shawnee from Tala wants us to say hello to all the maintenance lads in the IDA in Baggot Street. No problem at all, Shawnee. Hi to all the gang up there in IDA in Baggot Street.
How's it going, boys and girls?
Also, David's been on.
Like I'm a children's TV presenter.
David has been on to question. You know, it was JP's birthday earlier on. JP's claiming to be 37. David's not having it. He says, if JP is 37, then I'm 12.
Well, happy 12th birthday, and I hope you have a lovely one. You know, stick a candle in your ass.
I hope JP isn't trying to pull the wool here now.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he know him? Or is he
he knows him, yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah, he
JP,
knows him.
You're under investigation. Under scrutiny. We're not taking you at your face value anymore.
Speaking of birthdays, J.O. from the Mun has been on to say, I want to wish my son Adam Hanlon a happy 18th birthday today in Loughrea. Morning to all. So, Adam, happy 18th birthday.
Happy 18th. That's the big one. Now, steady on. We all know what people like to do on their 18th birthday.
What do people like to do on their 18th?
They like to get full up on fizzy drinks. Stay away from the fizzy drinks and get stuck into your salads.
Adam, straight into an acai bowl.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing. Tell you, steady on now. You've your whole life to be ruining. It's all ahead of you.
Words of wisdom from PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, we only know because we all made the same mistakes. Steady on now. I feel like an elf today. Look at him. How's it going, boys and girls? Happy 18th. Behave yourself. Right? I don't want any messing out of any of yous.
My God.
Today. Right?
Yeah, you've turned into. Do you want to get your slippers or something?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. We're going to be chucking with what you're eating in the chop later. I want only the plain chicken for this man. None of this spicy stuff.
Yeah, don't let him near the tomato and basil.
I'll tell you, I'm repeating
it.
There's nothing worse than have to burp, Jim, when you come in the morning. Putting mummy knee, slapping him on the back.
Listen, 087-188-0008 as always if you want to get us on WhatsApp, or you can use that number for the text, of course, as well. And well worth it if you're fancying a bash at Who the Man. We've topped the grand, of course, well and truly topped the grand. It's
1,070 today, yeah, 1,070 euro.
That's brilliant. Looking forward to that. Hopefully somebody's going to win it really soon. And whether you like it or not, whether you're a fan of it or not, today, of course, is Valentine's Eve.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
But we're not going full Valentine's today, so don't fear not. But what we are going to do is, just in case, you know, you might be thinking, what'll I get? Well, we're going to give you a bit of advice. Not so much on what to get.
No, but...
it's a bit like, you know, the way you said about Trini and Susanna. It's about what not to buy.
Actually, do you know what not to buy for Valentine's Day? That's exactly what it is. It's what not to buy. Yeah. The most unromantic things that might sound romantic at the start.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to make this up. These are things that people have actually
bought. These are genuinely
bought.
The worst gifts that have ever been given in Valentine's Day ever, we reckon. These are like actual things that have happened.
So save yourself a huge amount of grief and listen up. It's on the way. Coldplay, Speed of Sound here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, 13th of February, which means, of course, it is Valentine's Eve. Tomorrow
is the big day, love day, or as Enda Murphy likes to call it.
The day my soul comes to life, everybody. You know you are.
Now, the thing about it is, okay, a lot of pressure involved, as there is with all sorts of things, just like Christmas, just like somebody's birthday, all that sort of stuff, the pressure to get the right gift. Now, we can't necessarily help you with that.
No.
We don't know anything about your other half, what they're, you know, what they like, what they'd expect.
That's the thing, because it's so personal. Like, absolutely. Mike is very good at this. You have to say, Mike Hogan, our Magic Mike, he knows his other half well, has it all planned in advance, knows what to do, gets on it. He's all about it. Whenever I'm in a relationship, I'm so busy ignoring the other person that it's hard to know what to do when you get to the presence bit.
Yeah. So there could be more to it than just the presence, just based on what you're saying there, buddy. But the thing about it is, right, is that while we can't tell you what to get, we can help you with what not to get.
What not to get.
There are certain gifts that have been proven, and they have been proven because they've been given as gifts.
Yeah.
That just don't work.
No, so these are a list of really bad ideas that people have actually given to their other half, right?
Yeah.
We're going to start and build ourselves up. Sometimes you just wonder what people will be thinking. So one guy, as part of another gift, in fairness, got some novelty toilet paper for his other half. Ooh.
Wow. Nothing says love like clean up
in the toilet. And written on the novelty toilet paper was, "My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it."
Oh my God.
So there you
God.
Go. Can't hold it in. So that's the sort of level.
Toilet paper with a reference to diarrhea on it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there's actually heart on it, in fairness.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes everything okay.
I remember
then.
Years ago watching a documentary on TV, and a guy came on and he said he bought, it was a woman, I beg your pardon, and she was saying the worst thing she ever got for Valentine's Day was a 3D jigsaw of the Taj Mahal. And she said to her boyfriend, "Are you serious?" And he went, "Well, no. I was disappointed myself, but the Eiffel Towers were sold out." So instead of giving her a trip to Paris,
yeah,
he gave her a 3D jigsaw.
Of the Eiffel Tower?
No, of the Taj Mahal.
Of the Taj Mahal.
Yes, yeah, so there you go.
Okay.
Because he couldn't, he was, no, I was devastated myself.
It's like they say, if the mountain can't come, to Muhammad.
Yeah. But then
build a jigsaw.
Build a jigsaw in the front room on your own. Something, you know, it's unbelievable. There's also this company in Japan.
Wow.
They're called Fab Cafe, and they say they can make it chocolates in the face, in the shape of the face of your loved one.
Right.
Now, somebody got them. Open the box of chocolates, and I'm recommending you don't do it. It look actually looks like a mummified death mask. It looks absolutely atrocious.
We might actually try and get that photograph up on social media. We might try and get Mike to pop that up on on Facebook
and
Twitter if we can manage it.
I'll send you a picture of it.
Because it does have to be seen to be believed.
It has to be seen. They look absolutely disgracefully bad. Another fella did a brilliant idea. He thought he went to Pizza Hut and hid the ring in the garlic mayonnaise.
Straight away, I'll tell you something, where this is going.
Yeah. Got a pepperoni pizza, a couple of garlic breads, shoved it in there. And then you get the more creative types. There's one company that, believe it or not, harvests flowers from elephant poo. From elephant poo. So you can
make them special in some way.
Well, apparently it does, yeah. Apparently it knocks all the scent out of them and they come out looking kind of like paper and they last a long time.
Wow.
So if you'd like flowers grown from the poo of an animal.
Right.
Also the Bronx Zoo stayed on the animal team. The zoo in the Bronx, they've actually just stopped doing this, but they used to do this thing where you could name, well, they had cockroaches in the, so you know, the normal animals bit. Yeah. So you can go and there's like be dogs and cats and all that, and this is what things you'd find in domestic areas in New York, and they had cockroaches in the thing. And you could name a cockroach, and one fella named a cockroach after his girlfriend as a present.
I'd say she was over the moon. Over the moon with that.
That's good going.
Isn't there another one that you mentioned yesterday as well where somebody genuinely gave their partner a toilet seat?
Toilet seat?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a toilet seat.
Yeah, definitely on the list yesterday. There was somebody gave a toilet seat.
I'll go and look for that again. Here's a really good
one. I genuinely thought it was like it was a great idea. It was a good idea. Like, as in it was that'll be a relief to her, you know?
Well, I tell you, if you think that's bad, check out this lad. He got his girlfriend. Because he saw the ad, right? And if you think the present is bad, the ad is worse. He got her a plot in a graveyard.
Wow.
So she wouldn't have to look after it. Eternal rest. Now, the reason he picked it was because in the ad, it said, give her the perfect gift. Make pre-arrangements as a couple with a cheap and affordable funeral home. Like, what the hell
Everything
is
about
wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Imagine giving someone their, like, literally, there you go. And now, we're going to spend together forever. But I've planned for what's going to happen after that too. And then there's the lad who got tongue scrapers because her breath was bad. Tongue scrapers for his and her, so one each. You get it in a pack.
But and edible underpants. As Valentine's presents. Yeah. A tongue scraper.
And edible underpants. You say, oh, I've heard of that before. But these ones are made out of beef jerky. Beef. Beef.
Well, he might have been on a low carb diet. Who knows? Yeah. There's a great one we saw yesterday as well.
There's also heart-shaped steak.
Heart-shaped steak. There's nothing wrong with a heart-shaped steak, surely.
Oh, stop. Raw. Like, he didn't buy her some cook it.
Oh, right.
He gave it to her raw in a packet.
Cook that for us.
With a best before date and all of it.
There's one of somebody giving a receipt as well. Yes, that was on the list yesterday. Somebody gave their other half a receipt of them having bought flowers to be delivered, but they weren't delivered, so they gave them the receipt.
For God's sake. There's also someone got his girlfriend a weighing scales with a picture of chocolate on it as a motivational tool to lose weight. Like, how many things are wrong with that? Like, imagine, hey, what did you get me? A weighing scales. Excuse me? Yeah. No, don't worry about it. I know what you're thinking. There's pictures of chocolate all over it, you know? Remind you what your problem is. So instead of a box of chocolates, it's pictures of chocolates on the new scales.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see that? You know what you're going to...
You'll thank me for us.
It's a pity you didn't buy that grave plot because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Yeah, so it's unbelievable what people will do.
Yeah.
Like, it begs the question, of course, what's the worst gift you ever got from another half?
Yeah.
You know, it really does beg the question. See, it's hard to play the wrong for lads because we don't really want...
Yeah.
Anything.
Valentine's.
You just want to get. You want to survive it.
Tends to be a little bit one way on that score.
It does, yeah, yeah. You know, you just like, no matter what you get, you're delighted with it. Whether you even hate it or not, you're just happy you got through it.
Yeah.
A tie with a little lumps of poo on it. I loved it. I absolutely love it. Can't wait to wear it. Happy poo. It's got a smiley face and everything. Brilliant. Love it.
Were you about to say happy poo?
Happy poo. I love a happy poo tie. Love it. Delighted with it. And then, you know, as long as that gets you away with going, here's your shape, here's your meat in the shape of a heart. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Here's your scales with chocolate on it. Here's your pants made out of beef. Like, you know, if you can get through it with any of these things, you're all right, you're happy out.
Yeah.
There's a hard part to surviving it. Or maybe you know what's a good gift to give someone. Because I'm
you don't want to get involved in the good gift.
I've never gotten it right. And then I get I go over the top to overcompensate.
Yeah. It'd be much more...
And buy like a really expensive lawnmower or
something. Lawnmower, yeah. I could see that working well, to be fair to you.
She's there. You got me a lawnmower. Yeah. But it's not like... It's a really good one.
Yeah.
It's got two seats.
It wasn't cheap or anything.
No, you have to drive it like a tractor. It took me 3 days to drive that from Carlo.
Look, if you've been on the receiving end, or better still, if you've actually been responsible for a really, really bad Valentine's gift.
Please tell us.
Come on, fess up. It'll do you good to get it off your chest.
We promise we won't laugh.
188-000, you promise. Pet Shop Boys Go West, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Almost 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. 087-188-008, as always, if you want to get us on WhatsApp or text. Somebody's texted in relation to the bad gifts. I got my husband a retractable garden hose. One Valentine's.
Wow.
And then they've put in big block capitals. He wanted one.
In fact, well, you know something. It does. I hope he gave him something else as well. Like even a Happy Meal or something. I don't know.
Andy in Cork's been on. Say, I have to admit that I bought my wife, Catherine, a lady shave for Valentine's a few years ago.
Stop.
She wasn't too impressed.
Of course she was. You told her to shave. You essentially told her to go and have a shave for Valentine's Day. My God, man. What were you thinking? You look at that.
Somebody else.
It's all lads. Look, it's all lads.
I gave my girlfriend, who's now my wife of 25 years, so it couldn't have been that bad, front and back lights for her bike.
Romantic old sod.
Tell you something. Bike.
You must have got her the helmet for the birthday. So there you go. It's unreal. Aren't we terrible? Here's me. I shouldn't laugh. I've probably done the worst things ever as well. Right, you know.
Fantastic. There's a few more on that list as well of the worst ones ever. Somebody bought jumper cables. You know, for your car, for starting your car.
You know what that is, though. That's a fella, like, he forgot all about it and he was in the petrol station on the way to the house. And he was like, oh my God, what am I going to get? Coolant? No, that's too obvious. Jumper cables. She broke down once before. She'll think it was a legit thing. That's what that is, isn't it? That's last second in the petrol station trying to get yourself out of trouble, isn't it?
Yeah. The other one as well was, there's one here that somebody gave their other half hair. Like their own hair. In a picture frame. Like
a lock of hair.
Say you went and got your hair cut.
Yeah.
And you took the hair and put it in a picture frame and gave it to your other half for Valentine's Day as a gift, a memento of you.
You're joking.
That's on the list as well.
Oh my God.
That's proper scary, isn't it?
Should have cut his nails and put some of them in as well. Maybe an old tooth.
Oh my God.
Would have been lovely. How romantic.
Oh, spectacular stuff. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. 25 past, almost 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. And don't forget about Who the Man on the Way. Actually, we'll give you details of that very shortly. Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits, 19 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Who the Man on the Way very shortly. It'd be fantastic to find a winner. It's been going on a while, in fairness. ClassicHits.ie if you want to listen to it again before you play and have a look at the previous guesses. And we were talking on the show the other day about Tato Park because there's plans for a new... Roller coaster ride.
Yes, roller coaster absolutely. Ride. Yeah. Roller coaster ride says Grandpa Jim over there.
Why the young people go on it now and they do all the ups and the downs.
I remember when the local fair used to put you in a band and shoot you into a pond.
Anyway, so they're getting a new roller coaster apparently, but it won't be for a couple of years. And it actually put it into
2021.
I'm kind of missing crisps at the moment because I'm sort of trying to be good.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I love crisps.
I know you do. You're more savoury than sweet.
Oh, big style.
I'm the other way. I'm chocolate, you see. That's the problem with me.
I would eat crisps forever.
Yeah. See, it's the root crop capital of the world. That's where we live. The root crop capital of the world. So, you know, potatoes are in our very makeup. We make a lot of potatoes.
And we talk a lot about potatoes.
And we talk an awful lot about potatoes.
You know, we're still talking all these years later about that time when they took them off us.
In fairness, when half your people are thrown on their ships and chased out. Yeah, I tell you. But now, of course, we celebrate the potato more than anything else. So we produce an awful lot of them, right?
Yeah.
Millions and millions and millions and millions of potatoes. So it comes as a bit of a shock to see that Tato crisps use 10% of all Irish potatoes every year.
Wow.
That's huge. That is literally phenomenal. Like, if you think of how many potatoes are in a, like how many crisps are in one potato? You get quite a lot.
Oh, you would.
So especially, when you think about
especially now with all the air in the bags.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Let's have a word with you about that later, Mr. Tato.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get on to this roller coaster business, have a word about air.
You used to get a full bag for 2 pence. Some of us are old enough to remember that. Old crinkle cacks yourself, I'll tell you. And now, yeah, but 10%.
That is, I mean, for one
it's
company,
huge.
10% of an entire nation's production of potato.
And that's 2 million packets of crisps a week.
Good God.
2 million packs of crisps a week.
What you're saying is, I'm not alone in my love of crisps.
No,
then.
You're certainly not. Ireland is still Tato mad. Like, Tato in particular is by far and away the most popular crisp, it seems.
In Ireland or...
No, they sell them... Well, in Ireland, obviously. Yeah. Like, you know, the Brits have their... They like those oily Walker yolks.
Walkers, yeah.
And they're weird crisps. And then there's the Nordy Tatoes, which taste like somebody put fire in your mouth.
Oh, and King... King crisps.
King are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't knock the King now.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You
very
know what
tasty.
I mean? And I always thought, I will be honest, I always thought King was my... like, they were the crisps I would buy.
Right.
And then we did the taste test here, do you remember?
I'm going to say yes.
We did the taste test. You gave me 3 different things of crisps.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
And I was there, that's the King. It was the Tato. We didn't even know Tato were my favourite. And there you go. Sort of disgusted with myself that I didn't know myself so long.
You've let yourself down.
Because it was always King was Dubs and Tato was everywhere else, really. Yeah. But I've got the country blood, you see. Born
what
in
about,
Cork,
how, where would you stand
family
on
family from the West.
Where would you stand on a hunky dory?
I like a hunky dory. A hunky dory is a hunky dory a fancy Tato though? I think it might be.
Could be. I don't know.
I think a hunky dory is a fancy Tato.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a limb and saying that. I'm pretty sure they are.
I'll tell you how bad I am. I'm even a fan of fake crisps, as in Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
I do love a Pringle or tube.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Pringles, to be more precise.
They are really not. They're not crisps at all.
I don't even know if they're made of potato, are they?
I don't have a clue. Potato flavoured corn wax or something that is, isn't it?
But I do love them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They are pretty good. But there you go. So they're sold in Britain. They're sold in mainland Europe, Australia, the Middle East. That's 30,000 tonnes of potatoes from Irish farms every year. Holy fart. So that's 10%.
My God, so if Tato ever decided to jacket.
I knew he was going to go
sorry,
there.
Sorry.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. If they ever decided to pack it all in or whatever. I mean, God almighty, can you imagine the impact on, like... on the nation's, whatever it is, GDP or whatever the expression. My God, 10% of the potato crop.
I don't think it'll be disappeared. Let's face it. They're all in the wings, they are. It's like politics. It's like they're just the Fine Gael potatoes. In the wings, they're all out there. The O'Donnells, they're all out there waiting to strike, aren't they? And then there's the Kyo's lads.
Kyo's,
oh, now will Kyo's make a ridiculously tasty crisp. Yeah. I swear to God, so underestimated in every flavour. And then you've got all of they're waiting in the wings. I'd say they want Tato to fall. They want the Dark Lord of Tato to fall so they can get in.
So what you're saying is, so Tato will count for 10%.
Yeah.
And we haven't even factored in all the other ones.
No, this is all the other ones are added on top of that. So it could be as much as 30% of all potatoes grown turn into crisps for Irish people.
That's mad.
Which means we are the crispest loving, Tato loving most people in the world. We're the only people in the world that sit down to dinner. We have, do you want potato? Yeah. Mashed or roast? Both.
Yes, both, yeah.
Both.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll have some stuff and there's a potato on there.
Three types of potato.
And I'll have a potato
perfectly
cake.
Acceptable.
Potato cake
some,
as well.
I'll have some croquettes. I'll have some roasters.
Yeah.
And a little bit of mash.
Absolutely.
What have you done? You've done some gratin. Oh, come on, give us a bit of that as well.
Yeah. So what do you want for dessert? I'll have a baked potato with Shona. Like, we absolutely love it. I remember the Spanish students used to come around, when I was young, and they used to be so sick of potatoes. Like, every meal is potatoes.
Yeah.
For lunch, potato. For dinner, potato. I was like, well, what do you eat? Like,
it is. I mean,
a mozzarella ball or what is it? No, but we weren't exactly ahead of ourselves.
There is a touch of that about that if there's not potato on it, in some form, chips.
You have to have it. It's an essential carbohydrate.
Even a waffle.
There's people out there would order a Chinese and cook up their own potatoes because they don't. I'm telling you, there is. There's definitely they're out there.
Yeah, I'll have a chicken curry and some roast potatoes. We don't do roast potatoes.
No problem.
Ah, so right. Sure, send the curry up anyway. Don't worry, I'll cook the roasters myself.
Now, how long will it be? Because I have to time the potatoes for when my curry gets here. That definitely happens.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
I am genuinely surprised, though, by that amount of potato gets turned into crisps.
Hugely surprised.
Yeah.
Delighted.
Has it dropped since I've stopped eating crisps while I'm being good? I wonder, has production plummeted?
There's some. Yeah, what would you normally buy?
Oh.
What crisp?
You see, I'd be across the board now.
Would you, right?
I don't want to mention any allegiances simply because I just want everybody to know I'm open to receive any free crisps whatsoever.
What? So, did I tell you crisps was like politics? Look at them. Oh, you're.
I wouldn't like to take sides in such an important debate, and I am, of course, open to.
Isn't that disgrace?
To receiving any sort of information.
Look at that.
In a crisp form.
Acting like Harris in a health crisis because he might get a free bag of crisps. Get
yes!
over the fence,
yes!
baby.
Come on. There's a lot at stake here, PJ. Oh, we're talking crisps.
Would you like to
buddy.
Say what flavour you'd like sent in?
Well, again, I am. I don't want to pin me colours to any particular
God,
man.
It's disgraceful.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here comes
who the man. So here we go on Who the Man this morning. It's 1,060 quid, so it is an all for you if you can tell us who is this.
Man.
The new clue is top class, and because I wouldn't shut up about crisps, we have to fly through it this time. So what, 1,070 quid, Elaine Carman from Cork is on the phone. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all. What's the crack with you, Elaine? You all good?
Not too bad.
Yeah, good stuff. Have you got this crack first? Do you think you know who it is? Can we give you some cash?
I hope so.
Right, go on, take a stab.
Is it Luther Vandross?
Luther Vandross!
That's a new one.
Oh my God, this money just keeps going up and up and up. But you know what they say? Never too much, never too much, never too much.
Well, Elaine, he's back
That's
on phone with the puns anyway. That's not
quality.
A bad thing.
Thanks a million for having a go, Elaine. Take care of yourself.
No problem.
Cheers.
See you, Elaine. Thank you. Right, back to Dublin then, Angela Conway. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Peter.
What's the crack with you? How are you feeling today?
Good.
Yeah, all in good form?
Always in good
form. Right, well, let's try and cheer you up even more. 1,070 quid. Who do you think it is?
Hugh Jackman.
Is it? Angela, I have a feeling we might have had Hugh Jackman before.
Wolverine, really?
I think we might have. Oh, right. Maybe we didn't
let's
then.
Check
maybe
it out with them.
Pay no attention
why
to me.
The money goes up so much? Do you know why we give away so much money on this show? Because this is the greatest show.
Oh, my God.
He only put me through so he could sing that.
Yeah, he did.
You're absolutely
that's exactly
right,
what he did.
Thanks a million,
Angela.
Oh, sorry, Angela. See you later. Right,
they were both very
thank
good
you, thank
today.
You, thank you.
To
back
be fair, though.
See, the pressure of the pun Olympics or whatever it was yesterday has been lifted.
Yeah,
so.
They were good ones today now, to be fair.
Not bad. So
tip of the hat to Michael, eh?
So not a Hugh Jackman, not a Luther Vandross. A really... on point, Magical Michael.
Oh, yeah.
And at 20 to 5, you can do it all again with Damien Farrelly. Still be 1,070 quid. And so, you know, Damien, he'd be delighted to fill up your pockets with lovely loot.
TJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Take that from the days when Robbie Williams was in the band, of course. Could It Be Magic? I think Robbie Williams actually has some of the lead vocal on that song.
And it's his birthday today.
It's his birthday today. Yep,
so
Robbie
is.
Williams is 45 today. Happy birthday, Rob. Never misses the show, you know.
Oh,
massive fan.
Apparently he's mad for it, yeah.
Mad for it. Which is surprising because PJ said earlier on he doesn't like him.
Well, I didn't mean to really chase him away or anything.
Anyway, take that. Could It Be Magic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 8. A phenomenal number of WhatsApps and texts came in when we were having our crisp chat.
Loads, but yeah, it's a passionate
subject.
We weren't
looking for anything necessary. Well, we were. Look, I was looking for stuff.
Well, yeah,
not
Jim's
necessarily
trying
from
to
the listeners.
Yeah.
I was trying to blag some free crisps.
God, it was like watching Simon Harris. It was unbelievable. So why? You know,
don't make that. There's all sorts of comparisons you could have made. You didn't have to go Simon Harris.
I said that crisps were something that were nice to me, and I wouldn't like to choose a side. And
yeah,
you know, nobody is.
I don't
culpable.
Want to affiliate myself to any one particular brand of crisp or flavour of crisp. I'm just saying I am open to all sorts of suggestions as to you know by yeah. crisp companies.
Look, he won't even narrow it down. Kyo's or Tato. I'm sticking it out there.
No.
In fact,
across
I'm
the
going
board.
For Kyo's. They do good microwave potatoes as well. There you go.
You see, now,
I'm on your side, Kels.
That's typical narrow-mindedness on the part of my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, there. I am much more open-minded. Bring me your Tato. Bring me your King. Bring me your Hunky Dories. Bring me your Kyo's, your O'Donnell's, and your Pringles, and which somebody said is technically a biscuit. Your Manhattan. Yeah. Well, you know, bring them all.
Is there any bread and butter companies you'd like to mention? Or? You'd like to go fishing in that neck of the woods at all?
I tell
make
you,
a sandwich out of them?
Because we were so surprised by the reaction with people texting in about the crisp stuff, that Magic Mike has actually set up a little poll. So if you want to pop onto our social media, if you want to go onto Twitter or Facebook, go onto the Classic Hits Twitter feed or our Facebook page, you can actually cast your vote as to what is your favourite crisp.
I'm going on now to vote.
The other thing, by the way, is Magic Mike, have you decided whether or not we are sticking to crisps, or are you turning it savoury snacks?
You're talking about like bacon fries and
all
that.
I don't think we should necessarily involve them.
I don't think so. It gets too long. And
too
then
long.
You get corn snacks involved.
Do you know who's a massive fan? Have a guess who's a massive fan of a savoury snack like that in this office. Actually,
you
buys
mean apart
them
from me
when he's not in the bar or not in a bar. Niall Boylan.
Oh,
really?
Huge fan of them.
Love a savoury snack, man.
Right.
Love the bacon fries.
So I don't know why. I think I'll throw them in. I don't think they'll win, but we'll throw them in the pot.
Are you going to put it in a category like other?
No, they are a crisp. They're just an unusually sized crisp.
You'll have a whole list of crisps and then have other savoury
snacks.
I don't
think they're crisps. Hold I don't think they count as crisps.
Well, they're not made out of potatoes,
are they? They're made out of corn snack, aren't they?
Well, then we can't include rancheros.
No, we can't include
that's
them,
what I'm
no.
saying.
They're not
that
crisps.
That should be a separate category.
It's a separate
thing. You're joking me, lads.
Separate category.
Yeah.
Hot Lips.
Yeah,
separate. No, they're not crisps.
Monster Munch and all that. Yeah, no.
Wheelies.
Johnny Onion Rings.
Meanies, all of them,
yeah. So that'll have to go into a separate.
Yeah, they're not made from
other savoury snack section. Yeah.
Tara's very upset with you. She's a massive fan of Johnny Onion Rings. What about Skips? They're not included either.
Well,
I know,
yeah.
They're made out of prawns.
This is an outrage. I'm
out
of this.
We're not saying they're not deliciously fantastic. Likewise, we're not saying we won't accept free boxes of them.
Oh,
we're just
here
saying.
It goes. He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable.
Sorry, I'm actually with you. That's why I'm mentioning all the crisps. Chipsticks.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, now I know what's going in, you pair of chickadees.
Hey!
Yous are all
like
on it. Look.
I like
yous
it.
Yous are. This is a outrageous scam. This is an absolute scam.
But it's a brilliant scam. And yes, we are quite prepared to sell ourselves out for a free bag of crisps.
Ladies
well,
and gentlemen,
box
please vote on things that are actually crisps. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's ignore the political spin of the potato crop from Jim McCabe and Magical Mike.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
So
like,
Facebook and Twitter at the moment, you can cast your vote for your favourite crisp, okay? We'll find the nation's favourite crisp.
This is like a
courtesy,
being in the Senate.
You know, but mind you, I just want to say to all the crisp company listening.
Oh my God, you can't stop.
That the results may or may not vary depending on what free stuff arrives. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
And Kerrygold would get a mention, of course, if they sent in something for him to make a sandwich with.
Along with either Brennan's or Johnson Mooney and O'Brien.
Yes, he's not from picking the breads. See, he's particular about the bread. Look.
No, I just couldn't think of any other bread companies. That's all.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, right, sorry. Did we want to move on?
Yeah, I think we should move on.
There ends the crisp political broadcast from Magic Mike
outrageous.
Himself.
This is outrageous. I mean, I know there's, like, we have problems in Ireland. We have a lot of things that we need to fight, but things we can't get right. Infrastructure, hospitals and all
wait
that sort of thing.
Potatoes are a fundamental part of the economy, PJ. Magic Mike and myself are simply just endorsing what is a hugely important part of the eco-structure. That's not even a thing, is it? But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm also just jealous I can't get on the bandwagon. Here's me thinking, if there's any egg companies that would like to send me a chicken that could lay...
Any egg companies that
could
want to send you a
chicken. You'd like to send me a chicken that could lay 12 eggs a day. You'd be doing me a great favour.
You'd be laughing. Anyway, get on to Facebook and Twitter and have a vote. In the meantime,
earplugs. This charity in England. Oh, no, it isn't in England. It doesn't matter. It's just a bad idea. I know what they're doing. They're trying to come up with things. Charity action on hearing loss. They want to put earplug vending machines in clubs. Sounds grand.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, grand. They say, like, we've machines for other things in the toilets, you know, and they all look kind of fashionable.
Yeah, for toothbrushes and
fancy colours and other
keeping
things.
Keeping your breath fresh.
Those chewing gum ones, they're really bad. Should we eat them?
No, thankfully.
Unbelievable, chewing on
them
for hours.
Massive chewing gum fan.
Not even taste.
Certainly not in toilets.
Some of those chewing gums are ribbed and everything. They're horrible. So they want them to be like those machines. So there's these. So they're saying that they want to sort of sell them as in their sort of trendy, making them kind of cool.
And this is to prevent hearing loss.
I just think earplugs are never going to be cool. And they use the reference, they say, look, you see people walking down the street with bright iPod earphones and nice big, you know, headphone sets and Beats earphones. So why not have cool looking earplugs at a rave or a dance? It's just not going to happen, is it?
I don't know.
I know what they're getting at. They're saying tinnitus is so bad and we should be thinking more about it and protecting ourselves from it in later years. I have it.
Do you
wish
have
I didn't. Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Now, oh, I mean, I knew you were kind of as deaf as me because by your headphone level.
Yeah, the level, yeah,
you
know, yeah.
You can always tell kind of with a headphone level because people put on the headphones after we've used them and they go, oh, for God, what the hell? Magic Mike can't handle it at all.
No, yeah, yeah. He's young and he has all his faculties
yeah,
about
he
him.
He has all his hearing and all that sort of stuff.
Whereas, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he thinks even he's loud, so that shows how deaf we are.
Oh, my God. What'd you say?
Sorry. You know what I mean? Really bad.
And we are bad.
I think I have it from motorbike wind noise. I think that's really where I did me damage.
Although it tends to be in here. Like, I don't have my television
I do.
Particularly
See, I've
loud.
No mid-range. So I'm one of those people that I can hear the television. I have to constantly have it up and down all the time.
Right.
So I have to put it down really low when there's a loud scene on. Jesus, very loud. And then when people are talking, I have to put it all the way up to the top again.
Right.
And I have to constantly do that because I can't have it at any level because it's just the mid-range I'm missing. I blew out the middle range.
Wow.
So that means I can hear you outside talking, going, if you're talking like that, I go, I can hear all of it. But when you're standing in front of me in a bar talking, all I hear is blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
to be fair, when you are with me in a bar, I do tend to be saying, blah, 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 blah.
Actually, maybe just
that's actually nothing to do with your
I've
hearing.
Completely changed my mind.
That's totally to do with the way I speak in a bar.
I've completely changed my mind. Now all I want in a bar is some earphones and 3 packets of crisps to keep Jim busy. And you'd be just there looking at me, blah, 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 blah.
But you're right, the earplug thing is a good idea because you should protect your hearing.
Yeah, but it's never going to be cool.
But I don't know if it's going to work because
it's never going to be
cool. If you were trying to talk to somebody, you'd have to keep, what'd you say, taking your earplug out.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird.
And I don't just go to a place that doesn't play loud music.
Yeah.
Now I know I'm really getting old here. But like, you know, there's nothing worse, I think, than when you're having a nice fizzy drink in a place.
Yeah.
And then someone comes in and, you know, they start setting up a band. You're like, what the name of God?
Yeah, ruin the evening.
Ruin the evening.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to be playing there?
And then the place around the corner from me, they sit in, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll be in the middle and they play. And another flew goes and goes, can you shut up, please? The band are playing. They make you be quiet.
Yeah. Oh, that absolutely.
And then they go in with a hat looking for money. And they're going, you've ruined me entire evening. You're just lucky I'm too lazy to go anywhere else.
Yeah. Are you looking for payment for me to get you to leave? Is that what it is? Because if you are, I'll give you money.
Although, now that I think of it, you know what that band could do?
What?
Because I don't want to pick them out or anything, but they're bloody brutal. So what they could do now is just go in, do their usual thing, sit down, walk around. They should sell the earphones, or the earplugs. They'd make a fortune.
Make a fortune.
I'd
you know,
buy them.
See, the important thing is, what you really need to do is forget about all that clubbing business and live music business, because you can't control the volume on that. Radio is the way forward, buddy. That's what it is. At least with us, right? When we get annoying and loud, you can just turn us down. That's the beauty of it. On this World Radio Day, we have found yet another reason to love radio. You can actually turn it off.
It's not unbelievable.
What a strange way to promote
it. This is literally the only show that's saying, if we're annoying you, you know what to do. You have loads of options. I mean, would you stop that, Jim? For the love of God.
Radio Gaga from Queen, all in honour of World Radio Day, which it is today. World Radio Day is being celebrated around the world. You're allowed to lavish praise and gifts upon us. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, wow.
I'm on a roll now.
Today.
I'm on a roll now.
I will say, you've been doing well. Did you see what just came in the door?
Yeah, now, in fairness, this was us the other day that we were talking. And it wasn't even us now, in fairness. We can't take the blame for this because it was actually somebody texted in to annoy us.
Yeah.
They sent us this magnificent-looking Toblerone ice cream.
Was it JP or someone? I think it was.
No, it was Colm, I think. Colm texted
in.
This fantastic-looking Toblerone ice cream, and we were absolutely raving about it.
Yeah.
We had to put it up on social media and everything because it looked so fantastic. And in the course of the conversation, somebody else texted in to say that Iceland did them.
Yeah, which was, we didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
We had no idea when we were trying to figure out where the ice. Oh, would you look at Enda Murphy with a Toblerone?
Unbelievable.
The Toblerone ice cream, look at him. Oh, this is the nicest thing I ever.
Literally, the voice of a thousand souls is currently rubbing himself with a Toblerone ice cream.
Sexual chocolate always tastes better in the shape of a triangle.
When a triangle of love.
It's both cool and hot at the same time.
You want to be cool, hot, and satisfied. I know how to do it.
So yeah, so the gang in the office here, thank you very much indeed, Iceland, for sending the stuff in. And it turns out, as well as everything else, they sent in some of these Toblerone ice creams for the gang in here to have a try of. So fair play to you for that. And they also mentioned that they love Magic Mike's puns.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, you know, it goes from being amazing to being, you'd have to worry about them if
they
like Magic Mike.
They must
Mike's
be fairly
puns.
Easily impressed, oh, you know. There you is something. That moment every day, but there you go, yeah. Especially as Michael O'Leary one, do you remember? That's just plain wrong. Oh, what was it?
And there's another pun landed on time.
And there's another pun landed on time.
Apparently, they particularly enjoyed that one, Mike. Particularly, you have a huge group of fans in
Iceland, in out Blanchardstown.
Ireland team head office.
Telling you, there you go. Fair so nice. So they're out there scoffing Toblerones as we speak.
Yeah.
Jim did
thank
well.
Thank you very much indeed for
so
that.
So now, Iceland.
What do you mean,
you
Jim did well? It wasn't my. So I didn't do it.
Iceland, if you happen to have a packet of crisps lying around anywhere, you wouldn't send that in as well.
You don't do any crisps in Iceland. Do you have any chance at all?
I mean, I don't think it's
even if they're slightly on the cool side. Craig David, 7 days. Here are Classic Hits, 21 minutes to 9. Remember, 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz. Very winnable at the moment. Just 10 to beat. And I mean, scores have been up around the, well, this
well, last
record
week they were unbelievable but, last week. 2 on 16, 1 on 15 last week. The highest week we've ever had.
Yeah, and a really nice prize this week. Remember, staying in a suite and all that sort of stuff as well. The Spring Madness package at Hotel American Galway. So have a bash. 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you want to play Magic Mike. I'll give you a call back and give you a shot at it. But text in for you, PJ, right? Because you were talking about the earplugs.
Yes.
They're trying to make it trendy in nightclubs and stuff.
Yeah, I think I see what they're doing. They're it's well intentioned. Yeah.
But you think it's
don't think it's going to work.
It's going to work, right. And then we were talking about us having, you know, the odd ear problem.
Yeah.
As in being a touch in, Mutton Jeff.
Yeah, and hearing tinnitus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You said you had tinnitus.
And my left
and
ear
that.
Goes and then my right ear goes whoosh, whoosh.
Does it?
Yeah, that's true, they honestly.
Talk to each other.
Well, yeah, that's
the problem. Like two sea animals.
Well, that's actually what it's like.
Communicating.
One, yeah, what, the left one is like a sea animal. Like that.
Yeah.
The right one is like the sea hitting a rock. Whoosh. Whoosh.
That actually sounds like a whale blowing something out of its blowhole.
Well, okay, I'll take that.
Which, to be fair, is something that I've said about you on occasions. But
yeah,
there's a suggestion in, right, for you. Somebody has texted in to say, PJ, you need to have ear candling done.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's brill. Now, I have to say, they've sent
in
a picture, which is arguably one of the grossest looking pictures I've ever seen.
Give me a look at that.
It's an absolute hideous looking thing. And if that's the remnants of somebody's... Oh, my God.
Do you know what that's the remnants of?
That's a terrible thing.
I'll tell you what that's the remnants of. The candle. Ear candling is ridiculous. It's one of these alternative medicines that if it actually worked, it would just be called medicine.
Is it just called candling? It just has a name?
No, they stick a candle in your ear. It's a hollow candle. They stick it into your ear.
Stick a candle in your ear, stick an onion up your nose.
You'd actually be better off doing that.
What the hell do you... How
you
does
stick
that help?
A candle in your ear and you lie on your side and it's supposed to suck the earwax out of your head. It's supposed to lure the ear... Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do. Guess what? It doesn't work. They did all these medical trials on it.
Yeah.
And it never worked. Never worked when it was, like, independently monitored. And then they said, but look at his inner ear. He's completely clean. They were like, yeah, he was clean before he started.
Yeah.
When they analysed what's in the candle, it's actually candle wax.
I was just
going
to say, look at all the wax. It's a candle!
It's candle wax! Candle wax. Go. The candles they use turn into that sort of goo when they're finished. But it's absolute nonsense.
Right.
Absolute nonsense. It's like saying you can cure bad farts by hanging an air freshener off the back of your trousers. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work. You're just going to look ridiculous. You're just making an idiot of yourself. You're doing.
So you say, so you're lying on your side and they put a can. So you're effectively like a candle holder.
Yeah, effectively.
They light it, obviously.
That's it.
And it's supposed to suck it out.
It suck it out, yeah. Because it's a hollow candle. And
the wax that would be burning from the top bit would be rolling down the candle, wouldn't it?
No, it doesn't really work. Like it's because it's hollow. There's like a little plate thing as well that goes over your ear. So it catches anything that comes down. It doesn't matter.
Say that
if
was invented by somebody.
If they stuck the candle up your bottom, it would be as effective. It would solve your you never need to go to the toilet again. You never need to do a number two. Just put a candle in your bum and light it. It'll suck all. It's totally ineffective. Nonsense.
I know. I mean, absolute I already nonsense. Know from previous conversations. I already know you're not a fan of that syringing business.
No, I'm not a fan of that. At least that's done by a doctor.
Mike's had that done though.
Oh, and it's horrible.
Do you swear by it, Mike? You thought it was good.
I haven't had it done in a long time.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's really because I was quite lazy and didn't actually target my ears myself.
Right.
But yeah, it's grand. I love it.
What
a good syringe.
It feels like the doctor's having a wee wee in your ear. It's horrible. You have to hold the thing. It's really bad.
Yeah. Did it feel to you like your doctor was having a wee in your ear?
Definitely. No. No. Absolutely not. Mm. Didn't. Feels weird, all right, but it's grand. It's nice.
All the warm water going. Splodging.
What's really nice is you can hear the grass grow after a big lump of stuff comes out of you.
Oh, to God! By the way, I'd say. Everybody who's listening to us at the moment enjoying their breakfast, loving this conversation.
Enjoy your porridge.
But anyway, right. What? So, and you're not a fan, and of course, we know what happened the last time you tried the nose waxing, for example.
Oh my God! I mean, remember that?
How fantastic a success was
she
that?
She took all the skin off the inside of my nose. Like, in fairness to her, it worked. It just works so well.
I mean, it works very well for me.
I couldn't breathe in without being feeling pain.
Are you starting to see a trend here that, like, you know? Because, I mean, it worked very well for me. I thought it was absolutely fine. I actually contemplated getting it done again. It worked so effectively for me.
Yeah, but that's because he grows barbed wire out of his face. For the more sensitive men amongst us, you know, men who have skin instead of rawhide, you know, I'd rather just stick to the stuff that's medically recommended.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
So you're not going to be a fan of alternative medicines.
He's the only person that if you had open heart surgery, they'd open him up with a whip. You know what I mean? That old rawhide over there.
Get Chainsaw Man in.
Do you ever notice why Jim is never cold? Because the wind can't penetrate the hard edge of him. He used to walk to school with his bare feet, topless, wrestling lads who gave him grief. You don't mess with Jim.
Anyway, so no ear candling for you, buddy, no?
No, thank you. Jim would stick a candle in his ear just to warn people he was on the way. Be like a torch.
If anybody has any other suggestion then as to how we can rectify PJ. Well, I'm saying PJs. I mean, I'm right there too.
That alternative medicine's rub. You know, if a pain in your back, you go to this reflexologist and they pull your big toe and tell you your back. And you feel better after it. Because some gobdaw told you feel better.
Well, it's the placebo effect.
Placebo.
Mind over
it's
matter,
all placebo,
PJ.
Yeah.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, yeah. See how long that gets.
I don't particularly mind. And you don't particularly mind.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, how does this sound for you? You head off to Hotel Merrick in Galway City Centre. You relax in the hotel's outdoor rooftop hot tub.
Absolutely.
You
amazing.
Enjoy traditional afternoon tea in their parlour lounge.
Oh.
You dine in their AA Rosette award-winning restaurant.
Would you fucking stop?
Unbelievable. You have a cocktail in their oyster bar.
Yeah.
And you reside to your suite.
What county is this in? I mean, I try and block it out every morning because it just sounds...
It's amazing.
This is the stuff that... This is like the only stuff I care about when I get time off is doing stuff like this, do you know?
Well, that's what's there to be one two-night stay at the Hotel Merrick. It's Galway's most luxurious four-star city centre hotel, ideal for city breaks this spring. And it's their Spring Madness package, which is their signature midweek package that we have for you to win. It's available to book at the moment and right throughout March. And as I say, you're going to get upgraded to a suite. Hotelmerrick.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. But if you want to win it...
Yeah, 10 is the score to beat, which means you need 11. 11 or more. And Orla Joyce in Galway is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Orla?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. How are you getting on?
Good, not a bother.
Yeah, yeah. Any plans today? Just in work or are you hiding under a table or what are you doing?
I could be hiding under a table later. I'm going to work to a creche, so it's quite possible.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. You're going to have
all sorts of reasons, really, isn't it? That's avoiding the kids and the potential
all of... All of the above.
Right. Yeah.
So hiding under a table, imagining an afternoon tea in a spa.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
It would be, for sure.
Orla, is there anybody around to help you along with this at all? Is there anybody who can give you a hand?
My son is in the car again.
Excellent. What's your son's name?
Liam.
Liam, right.
Right,
so.
Okay. So a bit of help from Liam, hopefully, on this one. We need to beat a score of 10 in the 60 seconds. You good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck. Here we go.
Singer Dannii Minogue is the sister of what Australian pop star?
Kylie Minogue.
Tripoli is the capital of what North African country?
Oh, pass.
It's Libya. Complete the song by Whitney Houston. I Will Always What?
Love You.
The boxing match between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier was nicknamed the Thriller in where?
Pass.
Manila, which TV comedy team made the films The Holy Grail and The Life of Brian?
Oh, pass.
Monty Python, house, field and harvest are types of what animal?
A mouse.
George Best won 37 international caps playing for what country?
England.
It was Northern Ireland. What word beginning with O is given to an area of desert where there's water?
Oasis.
What are the colours and what are the colours of the stripes on the flag of the United States?
Red, blue and white.
I'll give you that. According to the saying, if a cat has lost three lives, how many does he have left?
Six.
In the Do Re Mi music scale, what note follows La?
T.
Hotel California was a hit for what group?
The Eagles.
It was. Yay, well done. It was.
Right, okay, let's see how you get on. There was a couple of sticky ones, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
Ah, a little bit shy. Just a little bit shy, Arlo. So unfortunately, it's hiding under a table with no looking forward to us back.
Yeah. Lovely.
Anyway, fantastic. Listen, Arlo, it was a brave effort. Thanks to you and Liam for having a bash at it. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Cheers.
See you, Arlo. See you, Liam.
Bye. It's funny the way the weeks go like that, isn't it?
It is.
Like last week where everything was high scoring.
I know.
And then you get this week where, again, everybody's in and around the same. It's that 8 to 10 to kind of that neck of the woods.
It's kind of whoever sets the standard on a Monday seems to... Yeah. That's it. Once whatever is in people's heads. I don't know. I don't understand.
Anyway, it's still 10 to beat if you want to win the breakfast table quiz.